Molly Gray sees the world differently. At 25, she finds solace in the precise routines of her job as a maid at the prestigious Regency Grand Hotel. While others might see drudgery in scrubbing toilets and changing sheets, Molly discovers purpose in transformation, turning chaos into order, one room at a time. Her uniform isn't just work clothes, it's her invisibility cloak, allowing her to move through the world with confidence she lacks elsewhere. Recently bereaved after losing her grandmother, her interpreter for life's confusing social cues, Molly navigates a world that often misunderstands her literal interpretations and direct manner. "I know so much about you, but what do you know about me?" she muses, highlighting the peculiar invisibility of service workers who witness intimate details while remaining unseen themselves. What makes Molly extraordinary isn't just her meticulous attention to cleaning, it's her eye for detail. She notices everything: a wedding ring hastily hidden in a soap dish, lipstick on a collar, shoes arranged in telling patterns. These observations become crucial when she discovers the body of wealthy businessman Charles Black in his penthouse suite, setting in motion a mystery where Molly's greatest strengths and vulnerabilities will determine her fate. The Regency Grand functions as both setting and character, a microcosm of society with rigid hierarchies. Molly finds comfort in its predictability: 147 steps from the employee entrance to her locker, marble floors, brass fixtures, and Art Deco elegance. Yet beneath this grandeur lies a complex ecosystem of power. Mr. Snow preaches hive mentality, where everyone has a designated role. Mr. Preston, doorman for 27 years, upholds traditions while harboring secrets. Cheryl Chernobyl Green represents Molly's opposite, cutting corners, stealing tips, spreading gossip. Juan Manuel knows every hidden access point. When Charles Black is found dead, the hotel transforms from sanctuary to crime scene. The investigation exposes hidden networks: drug trafficking through laundry services, worker exploitation, staff-guest affairs. The hotel's features, discreet service entrances, a culture of silence, hierarchies of access, both conceal and reveal the truth. In this world where the wealthy float above while others clean their messes, a maid might be the one person who sees what others miss. Molly's social difficulties make her vulnerable to manipulation. Flattered by attention from Rodney the bartender, she helps him identify vacant rooms for Juan Manuel, unwittingly aiding a drug operation. She misreads their relationship as romantic, spending rent money on a new outfit for what she believes is a date, while Rodney sees it as business. His awkward kiss cements her misplaced trust, despite Mr. Preston's warning about princes and frogs. Similarly, Giselle Black, the victim's young second wife, forms another complicated alliance with Molly. Their friendship begins when Giselle seeks her out, creating a bond between two differently invisible women. Giselle exploits Molly's empathy, asking her to retrieve a hidden gun and sharing selective truths about her abusive marriage. These relationships reveal how Molly's inability to read social cues makes her vulnerable to exploitation, yet capable of connecting with society's outsiders. The question remains: in a world of deception, how do you know who truly sees you? As the investigation deepens, layers of deception unravel. Charles Black's death reveals a drug operation running through the hotel, Rodney coordinating deliveries while forcing Juan Manuel to process cocaine in rooms Molly unknowingly provided access to. Financial records show Black financed the operation, while arguments with Giselle about their prenup expose marital tensions. Medical evidence transforms the case. Black died from asphyxiation, not a heart attack. The petechial hemorrhaging Molly noticed becomes crucial evidence, with a missing pillow connecting to the murder method. Benzodiazepines and street drugs in his system further complicate matters. The discovery of Rodney and Giselle's affair adds another motive. A photograph shows them kissing, suggesting they may have conspired to eliminate Black for his fortune. Yet Giselle claims she only recently learned of Rodney involving Molly in his schemes. As evidence mounts against Molly, the true complexity of the murder plot emerges. Nothing is quite what it seems. When falsely accused and arrested, Molly finds help from unexpected sources. Mr. Preston brings his daughter, Charlotte, a lawyer from a prestigious firm, to post bail. Their intervention reveals a connection. Mr. Preston had once been engaged to Molly's grandmother before her wealthy parents forbade the match. This makeshift family grows to include Juan Manuel, who risks his precarious situation to testify against Rodney. Together, they devise a plan to trap Rodney by exploiting his greed, with Molly's social awkwardness becoming an asset in her convincing performance. At Olive Garden, Molly demonstrates growth by deliberately ordering a large meal despite Rodney's impatience, following the team's script perfectly. Her comment about jigsaw puzzles shows her newfound ability with metaphor. This support system creates belonging through Sunday dinners, shared living arrangements, and her promotion to head maid. Sometimes family isn't who we're born to, but who sees us clearly when others look away. The novel's resolution brings apparent justice when Rodney is arrested for Charles Black's murder, clearing Molly's name and promoting her to head maid at the Regency Grand. Yet the epilogue reveals a deeper truth. During Molly's fainting spell, the first Mrs. Black appeared to advocate for her daughter, Victoria, but instead faced abuse from her ex-husband. In response, she suffocated him with a pillow. Molly and Mrs. Black formed an unspoken alliance, with Molly removing all evidence of Mrs. Black's presence. This revelation reframes Molly's character. Her meticulous cleaning wasn't merely professional pride, but deliberate evidence concealment. Despite her social difficulties, she made a complex moral judgment about Mrs. Black's actions. The epilogue suggests Molly has always understood more than she revealed, carefully choosing which truths to preserve. Grand's wisdom that the truth is subjective gains deeper significance as Molly learns to embrace life's moral ambiguities. Molly's apartment now flourishes with Juan Manuel's Colombian cooking, laughter, and comfortable silence over coffee. Their Sunday dinners with Charlotte and Mr. Preston have transformed lonely evenings into celebrations of connection. At work, Molly leads initiatives improving conditions for fellow maids through adjusted schedules and support systems. Her meticulous attention to detail is now valued in training new staff and establishing efficient protocols. This chosen family marks Molly's evolution from isolation to connection. She's discovered that genuine kindness emerges from unexpected sources, a security guard noticing her routines, or a guest seeing beyond her uniform. Molly hasn't abandoned her core traits, but reframed them. Her methodical approach now extends to tidying up relationships, knowing when to maintain boundaries, and when to welcome others. She values order while accepting the occasional chaos of meaningful connections. The most powerful lesson isn't about solving mysteries, but recognizing that some of life's messes require patience rather than just proper cleaning procedures. In a world overlooking those who clean up its messes, Molly shows that the most invisible people often see the clearest truth.